The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara bringing you an eco postcard. Each week I send you a small snapshot of a few things going on in our beautiful earth. Some of them are troubling stories of damage through excessive human impact on the biosphere, and some of them are uplifting stories of restoration. I hope these accounts help you find your own pathway of protection of the people and planet you love. Now, this week I have one festival and two books to recommend to you. So I'll spend some time telling you about each of these things. The festival is the Climate Action Festival, and it will run between May 26th and Sunday, May 26th and Sunday, June the 2nd. And there will be events in Nelson, Motueka and Takaka. And just to give you a little taste of what you might participate in, there's quite a lot of emphasis on food systems in this festival. There are sessions on composting, seed saving, plant-based diet, soil, quite a lot on soil, including a big film, Common Ground, session on edible weeds and more. Then there, at a different level, there are sessions on behavior change in business, system change, circular economy, back to more everyday things, a session on how to look beautiful and fashionable in recycled clothing, and also how you repair clothing. And there is a big celebration party for all those who care about the earth and responding to threats to our beautiful planet. So how can you access all these things? Go to Nelson Tasman Climate Forum website and you will see the riches spread before your eyes, and you can register for whatever events you choose. There's more than I mentioned, in fact. So do have a look and do join us in the Climate Action Festival. Okay. On to these books, which I've been reading over the last few weeks. The first one, and is really worth mentioning, it's by a local author, Des Casey, who lives in Richmond. And he's written a book called Nature's Future, Our Future. And the first part of the book is dedicated to looking at that relationship, how we are part of nature, that we need to change our relationship with nature from dominance to being interwoven and balancing our human lives with those of all other species. Des is a deep thinker and deals with that issue in a very pleasing way. But it's the second half of the book that makes me really want to recommend it to others. In this second half, Des is really writing about every job being a climate job. To use his words, every occupation, every workplace, every career, every livelihood is a platform from which you can work for the well-being of nature, and in particular, the climate crisis and the biodiversity crisis are those that Des is particularly concerned with. And just to give you an idea of the occupations that Des deals with, I have to say he's done quite a few of these things. Des has had an interesting life. And he has gained expertise in many fields, and he deals with if your job is in sports, if you're a journalist, a teacher, whether from kindergarten, primary, secondary, university, if you're a union member, a farmer, if you work in mental health, the legal professions, the health professions, are you an accountant? Are you a pastor or minister or priest, a theologian, a university professor? Des deals with all of those and how from your daily livelihood you can work on behalf of the natural world. I recommend reading this book, and hope that you have access to it. If you find access to it difficult, feel free to communicate with me. I'm sure Fresh FM will be happy to send something on from you. Now, one more book with which I was quite impressed, also a New Zealand author from slightly further away in the North Island, Emily King, has been working in various aspects of the food system for her professional life. And her book is called Re-Food. That is Re-Food. And the subtitle is Exploring the Troubled Food System of Aotearoa New Zealand. Emily, as I proceeded through the book, I came to admire Emily. I started with a mild degree of skepticism, and was slightly held up by her writing style. But the thing that I admired immensely was her comprehensiveness in dealing with the food system. She starts with soil and water and how we grow our food and the problems with how we grow our food and the impact of climate change on how we grow our food. She talks about the needed changes in this aspect, the growing aspect of the food system, how it will be very helpful for our adaptation to shocks, climate shocks, earthquake shocks, if we increase our self-sufficiency and also expand what we're already doing in urban farming. If we have a look at what we import and what we export and possibly cut down on what we depend on importing. She looks at regenerative agriculture with a scientific critical eye. She then moves on to what we do with food, how we process food through factories, and also the impact of that on climate change, overpackaging, food waste, and what we need to change in all of those. And then coming to the end of this arc, Emily King looks at how we eat, how we nourish ourselves, what is good food, accessing good food. Now, I have to say that part of the book was rather a revelation to me, that how difficult it is for many people to access good food. I had heard recently from woofers who had been travelling through Northland and had commented that while, of course, there are grocery stores in towns, that they found it extremely difficult to access fresh food. They could buy all sorts of tins of things and packages of things, but buying fresh produce was not easy. And according to Emily King, that can be also difficult in cities, that parts of cities have supermarkets with tins and packages, but that it can be difficult to access fresh food. She talks about changes we need to bring about in our food system. She deals with the economics and things like the famous problematic duopoly of our two big supermarket chains. She really does cover everything, and I commend this book to you. I got it from the Motueka Library. I hope you can find it easy to get to. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and this has been an Eco Postcard. Eco Postcards airs Monday afternoons 3:30 p.m., Saturday mornings 9:45 a.m. Till next week, bye for now.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.